It's a great joy to be back with you again on the other side of Easter.
很高兴又回到你们中间，在复活节之后。
I trust you had a wonderful Easter celebration.
我相信你们一定有一个很好的庆祝复活节的时间。
We might want to keep the children here for my opening sermon illustration.
我们应该把小孩留在这里，留在这里听一下这个开场白。
Because I'm going to test you on your movie trivia.
下面有一个电影猜谜的时间，牧师会说一些细节，猜一猜，看看你们有没有看过这部电影。
And I will give you a little hint. The children might know this better than you do.
我相信小孩子肯定比你们当中的更多人知道这部电影是什么。
So the way that we'll do this is I'm going to read to you certain clues.And when you think you know the answer, just raise your hand. Don't yell it out. We'll wait till the end.
当我说一些细节、一些线索的时候，你们尽量的想。一旦能想到这部电影是什么，就尽管举起手来，不用等到最后。
Are you ready to play?
准备好了吗？
This movie was derived from an 1865 novel.
这部电影是基于一部1865年的一个小说。
If you raise your hand after that one, you belong on Jeopardy.
如果你现在就举手的话，可能就违反这个规则。
The first of 17 movies and TV shows was produced in 1903.
在1903年，这部小说第一次被搬上大荧幕，大概有17部电影电视剧产生出现。
The first animated version was produced by Disney in 1951.
在1951年这部小。
We have a guest. Don't say it. We're gonna make you an honorary guesser at the end.
已经有人举手了。所以这部小说第一次被迪士尼在1953年被拍成动画的电影。
Who's been painting my roses red?
谁正在把我的玫瑰染红？
Down the rabbit hole.
掉进了兔子洞。
Lewis Carroll.
路易斯卡罗。
And the answer is Alice in Wonderland. There it is.
所以这部迪士尼的电影叫做《爱丽丝梦游仙境》。
I'm not actually recommending this movie.
我其实并不推荐这部电影。
But in the movie, there's a very important line.
但是在这部电影当中有个非常重要的一句台词。
And Alice has appeared in this wonderland.
爱丽丝她进入了这个奇妙的一个境地。
And she asked the Cheshire cat in the tree.
她进入这个兔子洞之后，她问这个柴郡猫。
Would you tell me please which way I ought to go from here?
请你告诉我，在这里我该走哪条路。
And the cat says, well, that depends. Where do you want to go?
柴郡猫回答说，这决定于你想去哪里，你的目的地在哪里。
And Alice said, I don't care where I go.
爱丽丝说，我根本不关心我要去哪里。
Then the cat says, it doesn't matter where you go.
那个柴郡猫回答，那就不重要了，你走哪条路都不重要。
And a lot of people go through life like that.
我们当中现今不管是现今还是以前有很多人都是这样生活的不知道我们去往哪里。
They don't know where they're going.
他们不知道他们去往哪里。
Life is just a long walk.
生活只是一场很长很长的旅行。
Do you know that only 3% of Americans have a written mission statement for their life?
你们知不知道统计数字写明大概只有 3% 的美国人曾经写过他们人生的使命宣言。
But God has called us to more than taking a walk through life.
但是神对我们每个人的呼召不光光只是一个生活一场很长很长的旅程。
God has called us to be on a mission.
神对我们每个人都有一个使命。
And I guess the question I'd love to talk with each one of you is,What are you walking toward in your life?
所以我很想跟大家谈一谈这个问题，就是问一问你们每一个人，你的生活正走向哪里？
If I could personally talk with you and say, why did you get out of bed this morning?
如果我可以私下跟你们每个人对话的话，我会问你，今天早上你起床的动力是什么？
What would you tell me?
你的答案会是什么呢？
It is very important that we have a direction for our lives.
我们的生活能够有一个目标，非常重要。
A direction that influences our to-do list every day.
一个目标能够引导我们写下我们每天要做的事情这样一个清单。
A mission that guides our attitudes.
一个使命能够引导我们的一个态度。
If we have a direction, it's going to influence our legacy.
如果我们能有一个使命，能有一个目标，能够影响我们将要传承下去的文化。
Do you know that this mission will actually impact where you spend eternity?
那个使命也会决定你将来的，你的永生永恒去往哪里。
All this points to the fact that every one of us in this room, we need to know what the mission is for our life.
所有这些都指向我们每一个人，在座的每一位，我们都需要我们知道我们人生的使命是什么。
Well, Jesus knew his mission.
耶稣知道他的使命是什么。
And as followers of Jesus, we need to know our mission too.
我们每一个作为耶稣的跟随者，我们也必须要知道我们的使命是什么。
So in the moments I have with you today, I want to roll back the clock to Palm Sunday.
所以今天我跟你们在一起的时候，我想回到宗之主日，虽然它是复活节之前的一个主日，两个星期之前，但是我还是很想谈一谈这个很重要的话题。
Because from Palm Sunday, we can determine three commitments that we need to make as followers.
因为回想那个宗之主日，可以帮助我们去想一想我们人生当中的这个使命。
The first mission commitment is to let Jesus write your story.
跟这个使命相关的有三个我们可以委身的方面。第一个是让神书写你的故事。
In the text it says that Jesus was going up to Jerusalem from to the Mount of Olives.
在路加福音十九章这里说到耶稣上耶路撒冷去，将近伯法其和伯大尼的时候会经过一座山叫橄榄山。
There are many prophecies in the Old Testament, but one of them says that the Messiah is going to come from the Mount of Olives.
在旧约当中有很多有关弥赛亚的预言，很多都会说到有关橄榄山。
And this is what it would look like.
这张图呢，就显示了一个光荣进圣城的一个路线。
You can see that he left Bethany and he traveled to Bethphage, the Mount of Olives.
所以这张图呢预言耶稣会先经过伯大尼，再到伯法其，会经过橄榄山。
And you can actually see the temple site from the Mount of Olives.
所以你可以看到圣殿跟橄榄山的关系，橄榄山在圣殿的东方。
This is what it would look like. Oh, that's a picture of me.
这是牧师和他的太太去耶路撒冷旅游的照片。
Did you see that building in the back?
你能看见那栋建筑，就是一个金黄色金顶的一个建筑。
That's the Dome of the Rock.
我不知道这个名字叫什么。
And that is built on the site of where the temple was.
这个就是建立在圣殿的那一方，是个穆斯林的结构。
From this point, you're about 2 miles from that site.
从这个点大概2迈左右的地方。
And to get up to that site, you have to go down a hill, a long hill.
从那个地方你要往下走，走一个很长的一段路。
And this is the passage that was filled with tens of thousands of fans of Jesus.
这条路常常被很多成千上万的朝圣者所充满。
See, the expectation was that this was the Sunday that the Messiah would come to the temple in Jerusalem.
所以这条路是在宗之主日的时候，弥赛亚会经过这条路。
The rabbis would leave the temple doors open on that Sunday because they expected the Messiah to come.
所以拉比他们会让在那一天会让这个圣殿的门打开，他们期待弥赛亚那一天会来临。
And so Jesus is now reversing his strategy of ministry up to this point.
但是耶稣好像跟人们所期待的正好相反。
Up to this time, every time he did a miracle, he said to the person, "Shh, don't tell anyone."
当耶稣每一次行一个神迹的时候，他都跟那个人说，不要吭声。
Theologians call this the messianic secret.
这个被称作为弥赛亚之谜。
But now what Jesus is saying is, let everybody know.
现在耶稣的态度完全转变了，他说让所有的人都知道。
I'm the Messiah.
我是弥赛亚。
And I'm going to receive all of this praise.
我会接受来自所有人的称赞。
If you get to the bottom of that hill, that's where the Garden of Gethsemane is.
如果你在这个橄榄山下，就是这个很著名的克西马尼园。
And some of these trees are over 2,000 years old.
很多这些树都超过了2000年。
They would have been alive at the time of Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Some of these trees would have been alive at the time of Jesus.
很多树在耶稣当时那个时候就已经栽在那里了，所以他们超过了2000年。
And now you're at the bottom. There's a hill right out here that is very similar to the hill of Jerusalem.
我们附近有一座山跟这个耶路撒冷那边很像。
When you go home today, that's about as long as the hill was coming down from the Mount of Olives.
当你回家的时候，你可以看看那座山大概跟耶路撒冷那边的差不多长。
But then when you're at the bottom, you've got to go all the way up again to the temple.
然后你要往上走，要去圣殿的话。
Well, Jesus is writing this story.
当耶稣在书写他自己的故事的时候。
And he decides that he is going to go into Jerusalem on a donkey.
他决定他将要骑着一匹驴驹进入耶路撒冷。
If I was writing this story, I would not allow him to get on that donkey.
如果是我来写这个故事的话，我根本就不会让他去骑一匹不起眼的驴驹。
I would say, Jesus, let's go for shock and awe.
让我们就是把这个场面弄得很大，能够引起震动。
Let's get a huge white horse.
让我们来找一匹高头大马。
Let's get a chariot.
让我们来找一些
Let's have trumpets blowing.
让我们能够有一些就是在旁边可以造势的这些团队。
But Jesus chooses a donkey.
但是耶稣却选择了一匹驴。
In a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy.
完全是为了应验旧约当中的预言。
Could you read Zechariah 9:9?
Sure. 撒迦利亚书九章九节说，西安的民呐，应当大大喜乐，耶路撒冷的民呐，应当欢呼。看哪，你的王来到这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救。谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
For this story to work, there needs to be complete obedience on the part of his followers.
要想让这个旧约的预言成型的话，耶稣必须完全的顺服。
Whenever Jesus needed this donkey, they were simply to say these words, "The Lord needs it."
当耶稣需要这匹驴驹的时候，他对门徒说的时候，怎样回答驴的主人的时候，就只要说主要用它。
Now we don't know if there was a prior arrangement that Jesus made, but the disciples didn't know.
我们并不知道耶稣有没有之前去过跟这个驴的主人商量一下，我们不知道，门徒也不知道。
And so when the Uber donkey was there, they said, "The Lord needs it."
所以他们找到这个可以提供 Uber 这个执行的这匹驴的时候，告诉那个驴的主人说，主要用它。
So try this tomorrow.
所以你们可以明天试一试。
Call up Uber.
叫一辆 Uber.
And when the guy gets there, the driver gets to your house, say, "The Lord needs it," and drive away.
你可以对 Uber 的司机说，主要用它，你就直接开吧。
One of the great privileges I have, I can visit people in prison.
我有非常大的一个特权，有这样的荣幸可以去拜访耶路撒冷。
So I will come and see you as you get put in jail.
所以如果你在监狱里的话，我有机会可以去看你。
But our story deals with this.
但是我们的故事不太一样。
Jesus is saying, "I'm writing this story, and I need you to obey this story."
耶稣说，我在书写故事，书写历史，你所要做的只是来顺服我。
So many times in life, we try to improve upon Jesus' story, and we say, no, I could do it better than you.
在我们每个人的历史当中，可能我们常常不舍得把这个主权交给神，我们总想在神所要写的计划上加上我们自己的，然后有所提高，书写我们自己的故事。
I need to tell you what happened to my life just recently.
我想跟大家说说最近发生在我身上的事情。
Many of you know that 3 years ago, I was involved with a truck accident with my bike.
三年前我有一场车祸，因为骑自行车过程当中出了一场车祸。
And a truck driver ran into me head first, and I got knocked out on his windshield.
一个卡车司机撞到了牧师正在骑自行车的牧师，然后他被击倒。
Well, I've been in litigation for the last 6 months about this.
我过去六个月都在这场诉讼当中。
And 3 weeks ago, I found that I had to have a court appearance on Tuesday of this week, last week.
刚刚过去的周二，我需要去出庭处理这件事情。
And I was very worried.
我很担心。
Because I had to recall the events of my life 3 years ago and even farther back than that.
因为我很担心的原因是因为我需要回忆三年前发生的事情，很多细节可能都不记得了。
And when I gave my deposition, I tried to answer every question honestly, but I couldn't remember everything.
当我被传唤的时候，被问问题的时候，我试图想回答所有的问题，但是我几乎什么都不记得了。
And so for 3 days, my mind was preoccupied with worry and anxiety.
所以在出庭前的三天之内，我满脑子都是充满着这个忧虑、担心。
And I was actually on vacation.
其实我当时是处在休假的时候。
And my wife kept telling me,Scott, you need to trust the Lord.
牧师的太太一直跟他说，你需要相信神，依靠神。
And even though I knew that that was the right thing, my heart wasn't allowing me to do that.
虽然我头脑上知道，这是对的，神一定，我应该依靠神，但是我的心没有办法去这样做。
But the Lord changed it when I went to worship one Sunday while on vacation.
但是神改变了我的心思意念，当我在一个主日去敬拜他的时候。
And in the worship service, we sang a song, Let the Lord write your story.
在那个主日当中，他们教会唱了一首歌，那个歌名就叫做让神掌管一切，让神书写你的故事。
And I heard the Lord whisper to me, Scott, let me write this story.
牧师听到神对他耳语，对他说话，说让我来书写你的故事。
So in a moment of surrender, I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you to write this story whatever way you want.
所以在那一刻，牧师就完全的顺服，完全的放下，对神说，我愿意来顺服你，我愿意让你来书写我的故事。
And I gave him the pen.
所以我将笔我不再自己握。
And I gave him the paper.
我不再自己握住这支笔，然后我将笔和纸都交给神。
And I said, Lord, write the story. I will obey whatever you tell me.
所以牧师向神说，主啊，我将笔和纸都交给你，你自己来书写我的故事，不管这个故事怎样发展。
My worry and anxiety left me immediately.
就在当下牧师的忧虑，所有的忧虑、担心都消失了。
It's possible that there are some folks here today, and your life is consumed because you're trying to write the story.
我们当中的有一些人，可能每一天的日子都被消耗，都过得忙忙碌碌，那是因为你自己想要书写你的故事。
Surrender the pen to Jesus.
将这支笔交给神。
Simply obey what he tells you.
就简简单单的顺服，顺服，不论神对你说什么。
It says that we should cast all of our anxiety on the Lord because he cares for us.
经文当中也有说过，我们应该将我们所有的忧虑都卸给神，因为他爱我们。
So our first commitment is this.
所以我们第一个可以委身的一个方面就是
We are going to let God write the story.
我们要让神来书写我们的故事。
Our second commitment is we're going to give glory to Jesus.
第二个我们可以委身的方面是说将荣耀归于耶稣。
Palm Sunday reminds us of who Jesus is and the glory that is due to him.
宗族主日让我们回想，再次的回想耶稣是谁，耶稣值得我们所有的称赞。
He is revealed as the king and the most incredible king of all time.
耶稣在宗族主日被启示，被揭示，被启示为他是一个王。
The Jews were looking for a king to fight against the Romans.
当时的犹太人其实是一直在期待一个政治的君王，可以打败罗马帝国的一个君王。
But Jesus is the king that's fighting against sin and death and for a spiritual victory in our hearts.
但是耶稣其实是一个属灵的君王，他是来打败罪和死亡在我们身上的限制。
And our highest mission.Is to give him glory because he is a blessed king.
所以我们最大的使命就是要来赞美神。
Look at the ways that they gave glory to him. They laid their cloaks down.
看看当时的人如何来敬拜他，遵从他。他们将他们的衣服铺在地上。
This is a reenactment of what they did to King Jehu in the Old Testament.
在旧约当中人们也是类似的来对于耶户如何来遵从那位君王。
They joyfully praise the king.
当时的人们欢乐赞美耶稣。
Hallelujah is from the Hebrew, and it means to boast or to brag or to tell the story of God's greatness.
Hallelujah 在希伯来文当中是一个词，要赞美神，要大大的赞美神。
And our praise should be done joyfully with a smile on our face.
我们的赞美应该大声，而且脸上满满的喜乐和微笑。
Too many Christians look like they've been sucking on lemons all morning.
很多基督徒的脸上感觉他们那个外表感觉是被柠檬染上了颜色。
We should have a smile when we praise the Lord.
当我们来赞美神的时候，我们脸上应该充满喜乐，面带微笑。
And then it says they did it with loud voices.
所以经文上说那些人大声的赞美神。
Well, you say, oh, but I'm not a loud voice person.
但我不是一个会大声说话的人。
And I say to you, change!
当我对你们说改变的时候。
God is worthy of loud and boisterous praise.
神是值得我们大声来称赞他，非常勇敢的来称赞他。
And then they said Hosanna.
然后他们也说了何撒那。
Which means please save us.
何撒那的意思是请拯救我们。
And there were palm branches.
当时也有棕树枝。
And then this declaration, blessed.Is the king.
还有他们口里所称赞的王是应当称颂的。
When all this praise going on, the religious leaders of that time became unhinged and they were freaking out at all this praise to Jesus.
当这一切发生的时候，当这些赞美被大声的说出来的时候，当时的一些宗教领袖法利赛人不高兴了，甚至精神失常了。
The reason they were so upset.Is because Jesus was accepting worship.
他们如此的不安，如此的愤怒的原因，是因为耶稣正在接受人们的赞美。
Who is the only person who should accept worship?
谁是那唯一的可以接受人们赞美的人？
Go back to the Ten Commandments.
回到十诫。
Only worship God.
唯一可以敬拜的就是神。
So Jesus was making a proclamation here. He's saying, when you worship me, you are worshiping God.
所以当时耶稣相当于是公之于众大庭广众下说你们来称赞我就是在敬拜神。
They said, stop your disciples from saying this.
所以那些法利赛人对耶稣说夫子请责备你的门徒
And Jesus said if they stop it the rocks are going to start praising me
耶稣就说如果他们闭口不说连这些石头都要起来呼叫
Which if you read many of the Psalms it talks about nature and the world being in this praise of our glorious God and Savior Jesus Christ
当我们读很多诗篇的时候我们可以看到圣经当中有很多地方都会提到大自然的创造这些受造之物会来赞美神
But I've made the commitment I'm not going to let any rock stop me from praising God
我不会停止让一些石头来赞美主
I'm going to have his praise on my lips
我会用我的嘴唇来赞美神
Westminster has a short catechism, and it starts with this question. What is the chief end of man?
威斯敏斯特小教理问答，它里面有很多问题，但是第一个最重要的问题问的就是人生的目的是什么。
And man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever.
答案是人的主要目的是荣耀神，以他为乐，直到永远。
Have you ever read a great book?
你有没有曾经读过一本很棒的书?
What do you do at the end of reading a great book?
当你读完很棒的书的时候,你的感受是什么?
You tell everybody you meet, you got to read this book. It's a great book.
可能你遇到每一个人都想跟他说,你一定要读读这本书,这本书太棒了。
If you see a great movie, what do you do?
如果你看一个很棒的电影,你会做什么?
You tell your friends, you got to go to this movie. This is a great movie.
你一定会对你的朋友说，你一定要去看看这部电影，这部电影太好了。
And that's what we should be about with Jesus.
这也应该是我们认识神之后所拥有的态度。
Enjoying Jesus so much that we're telling all of our friends, you've got to meet this Jesus. He's the most incredible God.
我们的感受也应该是我们应该享受他，以他为乐，所以见到每一个人，我们都应该告诉他这个福音，告诉他神的存在。
That is our mission.
那就是我们的使命。
So today, the goal is for you to go home and enjoy Jesus.
所以今天你们的使命就是回家之后也学习以他为乐，享受他。
And out of that great enjoyment will come great praise and worship.
可以去享受他的方式，可以就是来赞美他。来唱歌称颂他。
Our third commitment is to discover the heart of Jesus.
第三个我们可以委身的一个方面是体贴耶稣的心肠。
As Jesus approached the city, as he was coming down that hill,
当耶稣下山跨到耶路撒冷的时候
he was looking across and he saw the temple.
他看见那个圣，看见一个十字架，看见那个圣殿。
And he saw thousands of worshippers.
他看见成千上万的敬拜者。
And he started to weep.
他开始哀哭。
Sorry. This weeping is actually should be called sobbing.
其实这个哀哭翻译的还比较轻微，其实它应该翻译成嚎啕大哭。
This isn't a tear or two coming down his face.
应该他的脸上已经有眼泪流下来了。
This is him sobbing and probably shaking from the emotion that was inside of him.
耶稣当时可能是因为情绪，其实应该是一直不停的抽泣，甚至有点发抖。
Some old copies of the Bible have actually taken those words out.
有些版本的圣经甚至把这一段给删除了。
Because they thought if Jesus was perfect, he would never weep like this.
因为他们认为如果耶稣是完全的、完美的，他根本不会哭。
But I am not ashamed of a God who sobs.
但我根本不会以一个会哭的神而感到羞耻。
Because that reveals his heart.
因为那揭示了他有一颗爱人的心。
We worship a God who loves us so much that he cries over our unbelief.
我们敬拜的这个神他是如此的爱我们爱我们到一个地步当我们不认识他的时候不敬拜他的时候他的心碎了
That's the God for me
那就是我所敬拜的神
I don't want to worship Buddha who's just sitting there with a silly grin on his face.
I 我不会跟一个毫无感情的一个佛或者什么在一起向他敬拜。
I don't want to worship Muhammad who's or Allah who's always angry and killing people.
我不会敬拜一个阿拉，阿拉总是对人生气，总是想要去把人给杀了。
I'm going to worship a God who has a heart.
我会敬拜的神，他一定是有个爱人的心。
And on this day, Jesus looked out and saw the people that did not recognize him. Do you see that last line?
耶稣在那个日子，在这日子，那个日子啊，他非常伤心的原因是因为他看见人们没有办法识别住他，不认识他。可以看到这个经文的最后一个黄色高亮的一个地方是说，因你不知道神何时眷顾你。
He didn't recognize God's coming to them.
当时的很多人虽然去敬拜，却无法认识神，不知道神已经来临了。
And if any of you are Bible scholars,
如果你们任何当中是一个圣经学者的话。
Daniel 9, chapter 24, verses 24 to 27, give us the exact day that Jesus would come into Jerusalem.
但以理书十章有几节经文完完全全的说明神大概在什么时候会来到。
They could have known that it was Jesus that was coming in, the Messiah, because of that prophecy.
就因为那些旧约的预言，其实那些熟悉圣经的人应该是能够认出、识别出耶稣，知道神已经来临了。
Our responsibility, our mission, is to recognize who Jesus really is.
我们的责任，我们的使命就是要认识耶稣。
And then to discover his heart.
然后来发现、体贴他的心肠。
And here's a prayer I would like to suggest we all start praying.
这是我一个会建议给每一个人的一个祷告。
Let my heart be broken with the things that break the heart of God.
以神的心为心，让我的心同被那些会让神心碎的事情搅动。
When you wake up tomorrow, get out of bed and praise the Lord.
当你明天起床的时候，来赞美神。
Worship Him.
来敬拜他。
But then say, Lord, what's breaking your heart today?
对神说，主啊，今天什么事情让你心碎了？
Break my heart with the things that break your heart.
让那些会让你心碎的事情也来搅动我，也让我来心碎。
And then you'll be on the right mission.
然后你就这样的话，你就会拥有了一个正确的一个使命。
Let's wrap up with some gospel rhythms.
让我们来看一看这些经文所带来的一个实际的生活的应用，带来的一些福音的节奏。
A gospel rhythm is a practice that we have in our life because of God's grace.
福音节奏就是因为神的恩典，我们可以在每一天的生活当中所操练的一些方式。
We're not trying to earn His approval. We already have it.
我们不需要再去争取获得他的同意，因为我们已经被许可。
But you have to pick a group today.
但是你今天要选择做哪一类人。
Are you part of the crowd?
你是这围观的群众之一呢？
Yay, Jesus!
大声呼叫说耶耶稣。
Put your What Would Jesus Do bracelet on.
可能有这些手上的手环啊，刻着有耶稣的头像之类的。
Put a chain with a cross around your neck.
可能戴一个有十字架的项链。
Yay, Jesus.
然后口里说着耶稣。
That's the crowd.
那就是一个
Those are the fans.
围观的群众的一个心态，一个外显的方式。
The curious.
一个好奇的人。
The curious love it when Jesus does miracles.
好奇的人呢，是一类人，他愿意想去看神的奇迹，愿意成为奇迹的一部分。
Wow, Jesus can heal.
哇，耶稣真厉害，他可以医治人。
Jesus can turn water into wine.
耶稣可以使水变酒。
I hope he can make Merlot. That's really good.
我希望他可以把酒变得更好。
Ah, we just love to see Jesus do the signs.
我们只是喜欢非常高兴耶稣不停不停的行神迹。
But the committed are followers of Jesus.
但委身的门徒是一个跟随耶稣的人。
And Jesus said, you cannot be my follower unless you take up your cross and follow me.
耶稣说你不能成为一个委身的门徒除非你自己背起你自己的十字架来跟从我。
Do not tell anyone you are a Christian unless you are a follower of Jesus.
不要告诉任何人你是一个基督徒除非你是一个委身的门徒。
It is only the committed that are going to experience that fellowship with him.
只有委身的门徒能够经历与神同在的喜乐。
And that relationship with him, that you're in love with him and you're enjoying him and you're walking with him.
那个委身的门徒才能享受每天与神同行，每天以神为乐，真的是非常的喜乐满足。
Pick your group.
选一选你要做哪一类人。
Then the second is to make worship your highest priority.
第二个节奏就是将敬拜设为第一优先。
When I said to you, I'd love to talk with you about the reason you got out of bed today.
之所以我刚才提到为什么我想问问你今天你起床的动力是什么
The first answer is always the same answer.
第一个答案总是会相同的
I am getting out of bed today to worship my king.
我起床唯一的动力是今天我要来敬拜神
Now there's many more things you're going to fill in, but number one on the list is always to worship the king. That's why we're here.
我们每一天可能会做很多不一样的事情，但是第一件肯定是相同的，就是我们要来敬拜我们的神。
Let's roll the clock ahead, okay? Just a few years.
让我们把这个时钟往前走几年。
It's 2 million years from today.
大概是两。
What are we doing?
百万年之后，你会将在哪里？你会是怎么样子
？We're worshiping the King.
我们还是在敬拜神。
Okay, let's roll it ahead. 10 million years from today, what are we doing?
在百万一千万年之后，我们在做什么
？We're worshiping the King.
我们在敬拜神。
This is our mission now. It's our mission every day of eternity.
这是我们今天的使命，也是我们将来永生每一天的使命。
Start practicing.
开始操练，从今天就开始操练。
And what, the way that I do it, just enjoy God. Just enjoy Him.
我怎么来做的就是来享受他，以他为乐。
Here's one that's going to shock you. Get out a musical instrument.
第三个可能会吓到你，就是使用一种乐器来赞美主。
Some of you have musical instruments in your closet.
可能有一些，你们当中有些人在你的这个橱柜当中有一种乐器。
You played them many years ago.
你很多年前会弹奏那种乐器
，But then you got old.
然后你慢慢的变老了
，And you don't play them anymore.
你不再弹奏它了。
Get out your musical instrument and praise the Lord.
将那个已经落满灰的乐器再拿出来，再次来弹奏，来赞美主。
Change your worship posture.
改变你敬拜的姿势。
A lot of us.Have not been on our knees for a long time.
我们当中可能有很多人没有就是跪下来敬拜主了。
Why not pray on your knees today, tomorrow, all this week?
为什么不从今天开始，甚至接下来一周，都来以一个跪下来的姿势来敬拜主
？How about doing this? I praise you, Lord. I worship you.
看看要不要试试以这个姿势举起你的手跪下来。就是说主我来赞美你我来敬拜你
If you're embarrassed to do it in front of people do it in the shower
如果你在人前不好意思做这个动作的话在你洗澡的时候你可以做这个动作
How about this one
再试试另一种
Dance before the Lord
在神面前跳舞
Just put on a worship album and dance It's aerobic and it's fun
然后可能放一首歌，然后就是随着这个赞美诗来跳舞。
I preached a sermon on Palm Sunday at my church, and somebody emailed me.
当牧师在宗资主日在 讲到的时候，她收到了一封邮件。
And she said, she started dancing before the Lord, and she was just thrilled with how her heart came alive.
这封邮件当中说，她开始在神面前跳舞，她整个心极大的喜乐，充满满满的都是神。
Try it.
试一试。
Declare your allegiance.
宣告你对神的忠诚。
These folks said, "Blessed is the King."
经文当中说到，王是应当称颂的。
Don't be ashamed of Jesus.
不要以身为羞耻的。
Declare your allegiance. Declare His greatness.
宣告你对神的忠诚，宣告他的美善。
When someone asks you tomorrow, "How are you doing?"
当明天有人问你你今天怎么样的时候
，Answer, "I'm enjoying God."
用不同的答案说，我正在享受神。
Just let people know that you're in a relationship with the living King.
只是让人知道你跟神之间有一个非常亲密的关系。
Number six, design a family plan.
制定一个计划，一个计划可以引导全家人一起来赞美神。
How is your family enjoying God together?
你的家庭是如何全家人一起来享受神的？
It's time for us to have families worshiping God and enjoying God.
我们是时候该全家人一起来赞美神，一起来敬拜神。
You design a plan that your family enjoys.
制定一个计划，可以引导全家人可以一起来赞美、来敬拜、来享受它。
Read a book together.
一起，比如说可以一起读一本书。
Sing together at the dining room table.
在饭桌上一起唱一首敬拜诗。
I know when our grandkids came over, we used to dance together in the room.
我还记得当牧师还记得当他的这些孙子外孙女来到他家里的时候，他会带他们一起在客厅跳舞。
The bottom line is this: enjoy Jesus.
最重要的就是我们要享受耶稣，以耶稣为乐，以耶稣为满足。
We started with the movie. We're going to end with a movie.
我们从一部电影开始，我们将也会以另一部电影为结束。
One of my favorite movies, the genre is Jason Bourne.
牧师很喜欢的一部电影是伯恩的这三部电影的一个系列。
I guess I secretly view myself as an agent.
我可能说这些，可能就稍微泄露一下我的年纪。
I'm an agent for Jesus' kingdom. But in these movies, the theme of this movie is about a man who has.develop amnesia.
这三部电影呢，它是一个系列。伯恩的身份、霸权跟最后通牒。他的主角呢，这个人叫伯恩，然后他有一个健忘症。
And in these movies, he's constantly trying to figure out who he is.
他因为有这个健忘症，他就一直想方设法的想要知道他自己是谁。
In the first movie, Jason is in the mountains of Switzerland.
在第一部电影当中，他在瑞士的一些山里面。
And he's running from the police.
他在逃避警察的追击。
And he says to the woman that's giving him a ride, Marie.
他对一个就是给他搭顺风车的一个女士名叫玛丽的女士说。
He says, "I don't know who I am or where I am going."
我不知道我是谁，我也不知道我要去哪里。
And I think the truth is that the Church of Jesus Christ, there are many Christians that don't know who they are.And they don't know where they're going.
在神的教会当中，有很多很多的基督徒都不知道他们的身份是什么，不知道他们要去往哪里。
And we have a form of spiritual amnesia.
我们从这个教会当中充满了这些健忘的基督徒。
We've forgotten our mission.
我们忘记了我们的使命。
Well, let me remind you, three commitments we need to make today.
让我来提醒你，我们可以为这个使命可以来委身的三个方面。
The first is let God write your story.
第一个就是让神书写你的故事。
The second is give glory to God.
第二个是将荣耀归于耶稣。
And the third is discover the heart of Jesus.
第三个是发现体贴耶稣的心肠。
If you start with these three,
如果你从这三方面开始的话
，Your life will be radically changed.
你的生活会被完全的改变。
Lord Jesus, we would ask that you would change us from the crowd and the curious to the committed.
主啊，我们来到你的面前，恳求你，你自己来改变我们的心思意念，把我们从这个围观的人群、好奇的人群当中，改变成一个可以委身的门徒。
We give you the pen today, and allow you to write the story.
我们今天愿意降服在你面前，不再握住，紧紧握住那支笔，将笔交在你的手里，让你来书写我的故事。
Help us to simply obey what you tell us.
让我们就来顺服你，顺服的顺服，无论你想让我们去做去做什么，去哪里。
Today we worship you and we give you the glory because you are the King.
主，我们今天来赞美你，将荣耀全部都归给你，因为你是值得称赞的。
And finally, Lord,
最后
break our hearts for the things that break your heart.
让我们也耶稣基督的心为心，真的让那些能够让你心碎的事情也来让搅动我们，让我们心碎。
May our mission and the direction of our mission be determined by your heart.
让我们的使命，我们的方向，由你自己的心来决定。
We pray all these things in the powerful name of Jesus Christ.
以上的祈求，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.